The Bureau of Land Management is meeting with communities along the Kuskokwim River to talk about contamination left from the Red Devil Mercury Mine. The mine is located on a small tributary of the Middle Kuskokwim near the village of Red Devil. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Over 2.5 million pounds of mercury was extracted from the mine site between 1933 and 1971. During that time, mercury, arsenic, and lead were leaking into nearby soil and streams. But the contamination wasn't discovered until 2 years ago, when the Bureau of Land Management began collecting samples near the site. In January of 2011, they issued a warning to residents not to collect subsistence foods near the mine. Now, BLM is starting to present the data.
There is mercury and arsenic being released into Red Devil Creek.
Mike McCrum is the project manager for the BLM.
It's affecting the groundwater. It's affecting the material in the Red Devil Creek. And we did a risk assessment looking at the potential risk to humans and wildlife from exposure to the material on the site. And the results of that showed elevated levels of risk.
Contamination was found in the sediment in the Kuskokwim River near the mouth of Red Devil Creek. It was also found in the creek's fish.
Most of the material or contamination that's associated with the mine is relatively close to the mine. By relatively close, I say, you know, certainly within a mile, probably less.
Of all the small streams that we sampled, Red Devil Creek stood out. Far and away had elevated concentrations.
That's Matt Varner, a BLM biologist, leading the fish sampling project. Since Red Devil Creek is so small, Varner's team was only able to sample a handful of fish there. But they also studied fish in several other tributaries and found mercury in all of them, in very small quantities. Varner says that's because the Kuskokwim watershed is in a highly mineralized area known as the Mercury Belt. The State Department of Health and Social Services already cautions pregnant women and children in the area to avoid eating large quantities of big predator fish like pike and lush, which accumulate mercury over the years. The fish found in Red Devil Creek are much smaller species.
Consistently, what we found was those smaller fish, younger fish, don't have those really high elevated concentrations of mercury that are even approach a human risk level. It's those larger fish. It's the 50-inch pike that have spent 20 years in the river. Those fish have elevated concentrations that are of concern.
Still, the BLM must find a way to clean up the mine site. At this point, they aren't sure how that's going to happen and are taking comments from the public. McCrum says it's complicated because some of the contamination, like in the river sediment, would be hard to extract.
You know, we've gotten feedback from people in some communities that they're very concerned that the work we do there stir things up. They've been living with it for a long time, and they're very concerned that what we would do might change things and actually make them people more exposed. And so we'll take that into consideration when we look at options for cleaning the site up.
The state has a voluntary free hair sampling program for anyone who is concerned about their mercury ingestion. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.